10 million watt amplification, banging from the bottom of the basement. Futuristic lyricist chipping wrapped in a caveman, meditating in the middle of the underground, levitating higher than the motherfucking thunderclouds, making them wonder how the hieroglyphic queen scripted could lead to the very events the lyrics predicted. Meaning their meaning would never be treated with indifference, even if it seemed to be written with primitive equipment. It's limited edition, even after a 2 million year long intermission, it's still in mint condition. Lyrics are shoot to hit through human tissue, so when you choose to listen to ancient futuristic fusion kicking, this is something different, dangerous and forbidden, hidden away from sight, but you hear it off in the distance. It's brilliance when every sentence was heritage listed, long before the populace had ever fallen victim to the volume. We put it up to put it on you, it's all a part of the sound that we belong to. We raise it up as a way to conduct energy collectively, so any die you touch better be the volume. We put it up to put it on you, part of this powerful sound that we belong to. We raise it up as a way to conduct energy. Tell us, who else could it be? Mantra and your remedy, the volume. Such an immaculate premise that now leapt from out of the depths of cavernous crevices, deafening as it was, many said it was the reckoning, turning attention to the direction it was headed in. Put a blanket on the silence, got tangled up in violence, divided up in many different forms to form alliances. Tyrants and sirens alike tried to fight with it, as time went some lost sight of it. The people of the modern age were frightened, they said they wanted swagger over substance, sparking an animated discussion. The manner of consumption was such that it left the ones with underfunded production budgets wondering when it blocks. And your picture paints a thousand words, but like an alchemist, the sound can make a mountain blur. And how absurd to think from a whisper a shout emerge, and by the sound of it, city upon city about to be immersed in the volume. We put it up to put it on you, it's all a part of the sound that we belong to. We raise it up as a way to conduct energy collectively, so any die you touch better be the volume. We put it up to put it on you, part of this powerful sound that we belong to. We raise it up as a way to conduct energy. Tell us, who else could it be? Mantra and your remedy. According to what was a planet, I swore to myself that I would increase the volume of anything I touch. Yeah, here I am to modify the system, so sorry. Until it's so super voluminous, superhuman to tune with it. We maneuver the truth in it, the proof is in the music here. Two elusive illusionists moving through it like fugitives.
How do they do it?
That's that cue to ruin the rudiments.
Truthfully, I'm using my musicianship to cruise the seas. It was usually working beautifully until the mutiny. The volume was limitless till the whole ship attended us. Had them at my fingertips till they sympathy was synced with us.
From imminent relinquishment of vigilance to conquer the continents, build bridges from the cities to the pyramids. Living in this vast village of sonic omnipotence, still in a will to get mad with it within its citizens.
That's when we hit them with the volume. We put it up to put it on you. It's all a part of the sound that we belong to. We raise it up as a way to conduct energy
collectively.
So when you die, your touch better be the volume. We put it up to put it on you. Part of this powerful sound that we belong to.
We raise it up as a way to conduct energy.
Tell us, who else could it be?
Man, train to remedy.
According to what was a planet, I swore to myself that I would increase the volume of anything I touch. Yeah, here I am to modify the system, so sorry.
Volume 1, now it's time to increase the volume, son, and let it run.